Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Haggerty grounds the ball to second. Holiday comes home. Tag is in time. Holiday and Sanchez combined for the out at the plate.
And they're going to look at it, and they're going to check it. Why not?
The runner is safe.
You know, he started working that changeup into lefties. I can speak for the lefties. I mean, if you look at his report, it's fastball slider, and then it's like 2 or 3% changeup. And then he started breaking that thing out. And I think personally messed up my game plan a little bit. Yeah, it's frustrating for sure. Keegan and the guys out of the pen kept us close enough there. And then, you know, the big inning, score 5 runs. And, you know, it feels like we're going to steal one there. And it's going to be a great win for us. And then, you know, unfortunately, you kind of saw it happen. And, you know, tough one to lose for sure.
You know, they grinded back and scratch and clawed, and yeah, that's a tough one. I think this group has really started to kind of gain some footing with games like that.
I feel like we had one the other day too. You know, it's, they're close, they're good slides. I'll credit the base runners at their base, but you know, one of these days we got to get one of those, no doubt.
Right, was safe. I didn't get it last night. Original call was out. By review, Bruce Bochy went right to, as you saw the review. And the runner was ruled safe, 10th inning. It's the second time in the game that the Orioles had the infield played in. And Texas scored. Gunner threw one up the line a little bit when the Rangers had that little uprising against Charlie Morton, gave them a 3-0 lead. And then what proved to be ultimately the game-winning run there in the 10th. So that was Tony Manzalino. I don't know if he's saying the call's got to start going our way. I mean, we want the calls to be right. And if they benefit the Orioles, hey, great. But right is what we want. Because I'll sit here and bitch about umpires all day long. Just get it right. Strike zone, you're calling outside. Do it for 9 innings and for both teams. You're calling low. Do it for 9 innings for both teams. Then you get a gauge on what's going on. Just get the call right. But Tony Manzalino, as he saw, I'm sure, with the replay, that was the correct call. Now, the Orioles have had calls go against them that look to be obvious. Hey, first inning, pick off. He's out. Original call, safe on the field. Replay showed. Tag was on the shoulder. Runner gone's up. So it could work either way. I think the Orioles' dilemma last night, they got no hit for 6 innings. And then hit 3 straight homers. And you heard Ryan O'Hearn, the kid Lats. He only made one start. His last outing where he went 5+, he was pitching out of the bullpen. And you're Ryan O'Hearn, scouting report, advanced scouts, looking at what he brings to the equation. And I'm not going to sit here and lie and say I know much about him at all. But he didn't throw a changeup, apparently, a lot. And he was throwing it up a lot last night, and the Orioles had a hard time dealing with it, as you heard from O'Hearn himself, saying, threw my game plan off, because I was expecting this, and got that. And then the Orioles busted it out. 7th inning, Laureano singles, Sanchez hits a 3-run homer, then Arias off the top of the wall in right field, ties it up, and then O'Hearn himself blasts one into the bleachers at right center field. This is going to be one of these magical come-from-behind wins that we got used to in the second half of 22 through 23 and through a lot of 2024. But unfortunately, it's 2025, And then Texas ties it, bottom of the inning, eventually wins it in extras. By the way, for the Rangers, Chris Martin, wow. What a rough outing for that guy who had been dealing this year. I mean, you give up three straight taters to a team that hadn't had a hit going into the inning, you're feeling bad because Lats, certainly, you're up 4-0 and he doesn't even qualify for a decision. You got to feel bad about yourself. But his team picked him up. Unfortunately for Charlie Morton and the Orioles, they tried to and could have gotten done. And I think it goes to guys and our listeners out there on this Woman Crush Wednesday. The tone of the season. A week ago tonight, the Orioles were leading a game 8-0. They wound up losing. Last night, they hit three straight homers late in the ball game with fresh arms in the pen and wound up losing. And it's another home loss, too. And they're terrible in rubber games. They could still win the series tonight. DeGrom's been dealing. Looks like Brandon Young will start because Manzolino said before the game he is definitely going to pitch, but he's probably going to get the ball. But, man, that was another – if you're trying to chip away, they lost a game in the wild card, now 7.5 out. You're trying to chip away, stay relevant. These are games they win a year ago, 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. It's a game in 2025. They lose.
Right. Offense, look, I understand the frustration against Lats. You want to see something there. But to be honest, you're not going to score a run in every inning of every game. You're going to have stretches where you suck. You're going to face a pitcher that has your number. But can you overcome it? Can you fight back? And they did. The offense did enough. My frustration today, more so with the defense, the little things, the pitching. All right, Dominguez and Soto, have they been fine overall this year? Sure, their ERAs reflect that. But when I watch them, it's just there's far too much stuff like we saw last night where it's death by paper cuts. All right, Rangers score 6 runs. 4 of them are off of fielder's choices and sac flies. That just can't happen. 1 or 2 a game, maybe, sure. But for it to come down to that and crucial late inning runs that aren't even off. All right, you want to beat me? Launch a home run into the upper deck. That's fine. We got beat. Getting this little nickel and dime BS, that's the most frustrating thing to watch as a fan because Holiday did make a good throw. He beat him by a mile. Yep. Can't make a tag. I feel a little bad for Sanchez behind the plate because he's getting a full body workout back there, diving and trying to block wild pitches and everything. But it's like, can we just clean up in what my opinion should be the little easy things? They're doing the hard stuff well. They just can't get out of their own way.
Go back to Brandon Hyde's last game as Orioles manager, that Friday night against the Nats. That was a win. They couldn't do the little things late, not covering bases, not fielding your position well. They wound up losing, and I guess it had become the boiling point for Mike Elias, David Rubenstein. Brandon Hyde was gone the very next morning. But hasn't this kind of been the theme for the season? Instead of finding ways to win, rather, which good teams do, and beating teams. Texas is 9 games under 500 on the road. Supposed to be better win tonight. Because then Tampa's coming in, who knows, division rivals, et cetera, et cetera. But they find ways to lose. And I was stunned when they took the lead. Flabbergasted, floored, whatever you want to use. But back in the dome, what's left of it? Like, man, still 2 innings left. Can they stem the tide? And the Mountain himself wasn't all that sharp last night either.
No, but you're going into it knowing, all right, we got to get 6 outs here, and we have our guy, Bautista, available to cover 3 of them.
Right.
And that's how it played out, and you still couldn't finish the game. So for Gregory Soto, again, you know, it's not like a guy hit a triple to put himself there to lead off the inning, steals a couple bags, and I'm sorry, the second one's inexcusable.
Yeah.
Just the little things, and it matters. You can't just ignore, all right, a guy gets on base, let me focus on the batter. No, I've seen far too many frustrating things out of this bullpen this year. So the numbers overall at times look okay, like I said, but boy, they frustrate the hell out of me.
Yeah, it was almost like they conceded the steal to third, which is the last thing you wanted to do. Now, granted, you're kind of limited in how much you can hold runners now. And Gary Sanchez is not Pudge Rodriguez when it comes to throwing out opposing base stealers. But that was too easy. T-O-O-O exclamation point.
Well, the thing about it is you just take you have a unbelievable inning. Three home runs. You take the lead. You're up 5-4. You got all the momentum. You know, and then you get an out. Then you walk a pinch hitter. You walk a pinch hitter. And then you let him go, and then they get the sacrifice fly, and they tie the game. Then, you know, in the 10th inning, the Orioles, basically in the same situation, got a man on third, one out.
Yeah, Mullins bunts him in the scoring position.
And Carlson, the only thing that you cannot have happen, a strikeout. And they do it. So, I mean, like you just said, no, Texas, they found a way to win it, and the Orioles, they found a way to lose.
I think that's a fair point, because lost in all of the craziness of the replay review and everything of Carter at the plate was that you go into the top half of that inning almost kind of half expecting that you're going to give up the run. Just a matter of, can we match it and keep the game going, or maybe we get another big inning and win it. But my perspective changed when he got that early out. I think it was a punch out. Well, now it immediately changes. You get one out. He can't sacrifice the guy over to third, but you gift him that on the free pass on the wild pitch. That's where it just immediately crumbled right there. You had the game. As soon as he struck out or got the first guy out, the Orioles' chances of winning probably spiked tremendously. And then you give it right back on one wild pitch.
Bottom line is another gut punch L. However, they can win the series, but they're terrible in rubber. What, 3-9, I believe, in rubber games here in 2000. I'm reading Rockabacco's column in Masson this morning. That's bad. And they have a stud pitcher on the mound in Jacob DeGrom. And Texas kind of waited to announce him as the guy. They had been TBA all week long. Now Boshi's like, well, we're going to win this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Series, and the Orioles they're pushing Sagano back probably to Friday against Tampa. So on the mound, advantage Texas in a monstrous way, but that's why they play the games. You know what I mean? Brandon Young's pitched well at Norfolk, not so much here in the majors. He's back. Keegan Aiken's probably not going to be part of the equation. You wouldn't think. I mean, blew it. I'm looking at him probably getting some run, unless Brandon Young goes lats. It looks like Don Drysdale for six innings.
But upside, I mean, you got to be thinking max for him. Like, perfect, ideal outing, five innings.
Yeah.
I mean, you really can't be expecting much more than that. So you mentioned Blouet. I mean, he's going to have to eat probably two, I'd imagine, unless they've got an insane lead. Don't see that happening.
Yeah. And the Orioles do have to make a roster move, too, because they got to get Young called up. So, tough loss. They could still win the series. And as we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks, we're looking at it in series wins. But we can also microcosm them, because there's two games in the last 7 days, well, six, that should have been wins that turned into L's. And last night, you're getting no hit. By the way, does that feel like it's inevitable that they're going to get no hit at some point this season? It's an inevitability. But you're getting no hit, you take the lead, and then you lose. So, and you know, you could feel O'Hearn's frustration there. I mean, that was another one that got away. And then you're playing with house money against DeGrom tonight because you've already clinched this series. But Orioles lose a game in the wild card, 7.5 back there. Yankees are really scuffling too. We'll get to that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.